Hello, this is Matt Schlick from the Matt Schlick Live podcast, where I defend the Christian faith and lay out our foundations of the truth of God's Word. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
Welcome to Truth Talk Live.
All right, let's talk.
The truth is, I can't hide it.
A daily program powered by the Truth Network.
This is kind of a great thing, and I'll tell you why.
Where pop culture, current events, and theology all come together.
Speak your mind.
And now, here's today's Truth Talk Live host.
Happy Maundy Thursday. What does that mean, Stu? I want someone to tell me what that means. I'm going to send you something. We'll send you a True Swag. St. Nick, can we find something for someone? Stu Epperson, Truth Talk Live, big question of the day. This is going to be so much fun. I'm so excited because let me tell you what happened. I was a young collegian. I was in the Guy Hip Sunday School class at Calvary Day School, Calvary Baptist Church, Peace Haven Road, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And the teacher got up. It was kind of a Holy Weekish time of year. And he asked this question. What's more important, the cross or the resurrection? And so to the austere, amazing, remarkable, astute Truth Talk Live audience, I ask you that question. I want to talk about it all hour long. I want to talk about everything, all things Holy Week. What's more important, the cross or the resurrection? I want to hear from you. I want someone to tell me what Maundy Thursday means. I have a Bible. I love our team. I came in here without a Bible. I entered the battle without a weapon, St. Nick, on this show, which is a no-no. And I've hit it in my heart, but I needed it in my hand. I needed that sword in my hand. And I literally yelled out the door. We have engineers closest to earshot. Nick's trying to get me on the radio in there. He's pushing buttons, taking calls from you at 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Your favorite part of Holy Week. Asking the questions today, taking your calls on this Maundy Thursday. So I shout out, I need a Bible. So literally, I got two Gideon Bibles within 15 seconds. You see me holding that up? That's powerful. Ooh, I just about cut my hand because it's the sword. Because I want to read some scripture today on this show. And thank you to our tremendous, gifted engineering team bringing me a Bible. Be careful. That's very dangerous. I don't know how you got it in the building here. Wow. I take them on airplanes. I don't know how you get a Bible on the airplane. It's just tremendous. Have you read your Bible today? This is a very exciting time. Maybe you don't go to church. Maybe you have nothing to do with this stuff. Maybe you just stumbled across this radio station. We're glad you're here. We're glad you're here. We're going to wish you a happy resurrection. So this question was posed, and I mean, it was a firestorm. Guy Hip, who is the college pastor, I believe he, you know, it was, there was a bunch of names that those of you who are in that class, those of you listening, like, we don't care who these people were, but Steve Robertson, Bob Meist, Jeff Polston, Guy Hip, Walker Armstrong, a lot of our professors were professors, our college class. And I love, by the way, Sunday school teachers. Go hug a Sunday school teacher today. Someone that put up with you when you were in college, like these guys put up with me, thank them. Write them a note. Thank them for serving the Lord in that way and taking you through the word. Well, Guy Hip, who's also on the staff of the church, Calvary at the time, he asked this question. We were studying the word, and he said, what's more important, the cross or the resurrection? So a whole lot's going through my mind, maybe through yours, but I'd love to talk to you about that today on this show. 866-34-TRUTH is the toll-free number nationwide. You can tell me what Maundy Thursday means, and you'll get a little bonus gift, and that'll be our bonus coverage here on the program. You can tell me your favorite part of Holy Week, what you're doing to celebrate the resurrection, and you can still join the Happy Resurrection Challenge. You can take that challenge right in here, right now, on a national show. Will you say to me, I just talked to Caleb, a young man, Lynchburg, Virginia. I hope he's listening right now. Caleb, I'm shouting you out either way. I said, Caleb, when's the last time you said these words to someone? You looked him in the eye and you said, Happy Resurrection. He said, Stu, that's the first I've heard someone say it in that way. So all I'm saying is take the Happy Resurrection Challenge. Just don't say the word Easter. Say resurrection. Now, it's too late because a lot of you churches have got their marketing stuff out and you're inviting people to Easter Sunday. I'm not knocking you for that. But I'm saying think about, even in the future, Think about every time you say the word Easter, say the word resurrection. Let's make much of the resurrection in our vocabulary. Happy resurrection. I've been texting that to people all day long. A buddy texted me, obviously didn't hear the show, Tuesday of this week. He texted me, Happy Easter. I texted him right back, Happy Resurrection. And I texted him back the commentary I just did. Now, St. Nick, is there a way to pull that commentary up and play it for our people here on this program at some point this hour? Do you have it in your hotkeys in there, the one I just did? This is the true commentary with Stu Epperson that goes out all over the country. I want to play it for everyone. And I want to ask you if you've taken the Happy Resurrection Challenge. I would love to. Oh, his name is Caleb, not Logan. That means they're listening. Maybe I said your name wrong, Logan, so Uncle Jesse would text me. And that means he's listening. Hallelujah. Unless I pocket dialed him. Okay, I'm going to play this commentary. Let's do it after the break. Okay, St. Nick, our awesome producer of Truth Talk Live, puts up with me every day. Wow. Gonna just thank God for our wonderful team here. Love this week. Love Holy Week. Love Good Friday. But, think about it. Some of you are Good Friday folks. That's your big deal. That's my favorite, by the way. And some of you are more into Resurrection Sunday. And some of you are going to be Solomonic. Some of you are going to try to say, well, it's both, and tell me that. But tell me how. Tell me, defend your position. I'd love for you to do that. This is a no-shame zone. We're going to talk about it, work it out. I may ask you a follow-up question. You may ask me a follow-up question. This is the one talk show in America where the guest and the listeners are smarter, a lot smarter than the host. But if you want to call me and tell me what you think from Scripture, there's Happy Resurrection Day. I'm getting it. Okay, one of my buddies, one of my Wednesday Word guys, Jamal, just texted me Happy Resurrection. I love it. I mean, come on. Happy Resurrection Day. Happy Resurrection Week. Happy Resurrection Month. Happy Resurrection Sunday. Happy Resurrection Weekend. There's a whole lot of ways to say it. There's a whole lot of ways to work. How many times can you work the word resurrection into your vocabulary? Why does it matter? Why does life matter? Take me to the bones of Muhammad, will you? Take me to the bones of Krishna, Buddha, these great religious leaders that millions have followed. Their bones are all in a grave somewhere, in Medina or Mecca or somewhere. But let me take you to the tomb of the Lord Jesus Christ. The tomb is empty. He is not here. He has risen. I say happy resurrection. What say you? 866-34-TRUTH. What's more important, the cross, Good Friday, or the resurrection? What would you say to that question? Call me and tell me at 866-348-7884. And as always, I've got this piece of paper out. St. Nick is my witness. I have a piece of paper out. I have a pen. It's actually a nice Truth Network pen. Maybe I'll send one of these to someone. Nick, let's send this to someone who can tell us what Maundy Thursday means when we come back from the break. Can we do that? Okay, I got the pen right here that's going to be yours. Gold embossed, beautiful aqua pen, Truth Network all over it. The number is 866-348-7884. Call us and tell us what's more important, the cross or the resurrection, and what is Maundy Thursday after all? More after this on Truth Talk Live.
Truth Talk Live.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Sir, what's more important, the cross or the resurrection?
Whoa. Gotta be the resurrection, right? People have died on the cross, but no one's ever done what Jesus did. So it's gotta be the cross, right? Or no, the resurrection. That's more important.
Okay, truth on the streets. I'm the guy. That's me. Are you that guy? I'm that guy that carries my handy-dandy mic around. I ask people the question point blank. Don't give them a lot of time to think or pause or do some research or Google or whatnot, and they just tell me. And I've got a couple more just like that. I got callers. Right now, that's the question we're asking all hour long. What's more important, the cross or resurrection? Love to hear your feedback. It's also amazing. I love this time of year. Could I ask the question, what's so good about Good Friday on this Maundy Thursday? I've already asked what Maundy Thursday is. I think I got a caller who's going to help me with that. I've already got people texting me. Shout out to Alvin. Shout out to David, Jamal for texting me. Happy resurrection. You know how to make a big, tall, fat guy smile. You know how to make this baller smile when you text those words to me. I think I've typed the word resurrection on my phone through texting, through all this stuff, more than any other word in the last week, because I'm telling people, take the Happy Resurrection Challenge. Just say Happy Resurrection. How hard is that? Just substitute the big word resurrection for the little word Easter, and there's no nuance. And I got a nice Happy Holidays email from a guy who sends a mass email out to everybody in the radio industry. I'm like, yeah, okay, happy holidays, he said. And then he put a little sunscape, a nice little sunburst, you know, is pretty. And then he put the word Easter, happy Easter, you know, happy holidays. Okay, so what? Look, come on, let's not blow smoke. Let's bring fire. Let's say happy resurrection. The resurrection changed everything. Here's another question, okay, on this Maundy Thursday. How has the resurrection changed your life? Tell me that. Let's get real. Let's get raw. Don't even have to say your name. Tell me how the resurrection has changed your life. Those 12 men did not hallucinate. 500 people weren't hallucinating, 1 Corinthians 15, when they saw the risen Savior conquer the grave, come through the wall, eat the food, ascend to heaven. They weren't hallucinating. They wouldn't die for a hallucination. How has the resurrection changed your life? Let's get out of the orthodoxy and all the theory and the hypotheses, and let's get into the orthopraxy, the real right here, right now. How has this moment changed my life? And we want to talk about what's more important, the cross or the resurrection. We want to talk about that. You're welcome to call in. It's going to be kind of like Holy Week soup today on Truth Talk Live. All of these discussions. What's on your mind? What hurts? What hits your heart this time of year as we celebrate this most holy, sacred moment in the Savior's life as he goes and intercedes for us in Gethsemane? Wow. As he sweats, as it were, great drops of blood, as the disciples are rebuked with the words, gently rebuked, watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. As he's betrayed with a kiss in the garden, as he's thrown through all these mock trials, illegal trials all throughout the night, paraded like an animal, beaten, slapped, mocked, spit on. 866-348-7884 is the phone number. Call in Truth Talk Live. Talk to me. What's more important, the cross or the resurrection, and any of these topics on this holy, special Holy Week edition of Truth Talk Live on Maundy Thursday? Ed, Roanoke, Virginia, 101.5 FM. Roanoke people, tell everyone about 101.5 FM. Ed, are we sounding loud and clear there?
I hope so. I can hear you loud and clear.
Awesome. Ed, you know that star? Can you see the star from where you are?
If I go around the corner, I sure can.
You know where I'm talking? Our antenna is right up there. Isn't that cool? Yes, sir. Man, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening, for calling in Roanoke. We are on 101.5 FM, awesome affiliate of Truth Talk Live. Ed, jump in here. What say you?
Well, first, I just want to give you my condolences on Big Stu. You probably don't remember me, Stu. My name's Ed Weber. Your mom taught me.
Oh, my soul.
Speech.
Yes. Piedmont Baptist College, now Carolina University. How could I not forget Ed Weber? Man, good to hear from you, man. I have to pass that along to mom.
Thank you. I actually texted her after I heard about your dad.
Well, God bless you. Big Stu, hey, thanks to the resurrection, Big Stu is killing it right now. He's doing unbelievable right now in glory because Jesus rose, Big Stu rose, right?
That's right. Hallelujah. I'll save it for another show, but I'd like to share with you how your family impacted my life in so many ways.
Well,
but I'll save that for another show.
Okay.
But
yes,
as far as the resurrection and the cross, you know, you can't have one without the other. But I really believe the resurrection is so important for many things. One, you know, Jesus conquered death. Where's death? Where's thy sting, O grave? Mm-hmm. Where's thy victory? So that's very important. Number two, because of the resurrection, he proved he was God and had power over death and life.
Wow.
Because of the resurrection, he was the first fruits. And then we will follow in our own resurrections as well. And also because of the resurrection, that's our hope. And that was the hope of the disciples because they were so depressed after he was crucified. You know, they all scattered, but after the resurrection, that gave them the power to go out and change the world.
Yeah, and how do you describe? How do you explain that? These men who were lurking in the shadows, afraid of the 12 crosses that had their name on it, and yet here they are, just days later and just months later at Pentecost, preaching the gospel, leading 3,000 souls to Christ. Where did that come from?
Absolutely.
Being beaten publicly in Acts 4, saying we're going to obey God before man, spreading the gospel all the way down to us today. Ed, you and I call upon the name of the Lord because of their bold witness, because they didn't serve a dead Savior, they served a living Lord. Amen?
Right, because of the resurrection. I spent 18 years in Thailand as a missionary.
Wow. What would drive him to the other side of the world but the risen Lord? God bless you, Ed. Appreciate your call.
All right.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Good to hear from you, man. Kind words about our family on this Maundy Thursday. It's 866-348-7884. Do you join with Ed and say, hey, the resurrection is more important than the cross? Or is it an either or? Is Stu putting forth a fallacious, false dichotomy type question here? 866-348-7884. Just asking the question that a Sunday school teacher asked our group in the college class 30 plus years ago. What's more important, the cross or the resurrection? We want to hear from you on this at 866-348-7884. Someone tell me what Maundy Thursday stands for, and I'll send you a little prize pack from the Truth Network and Truth Talk Live. We're going to go to another call because I did make a little mistake earlier on a name. I'm going to see if I've got Jesse on the line. How are you sharing the truth this resurrection? You say happy resurrection, Jesse, and maybe you just open up your hand and give them a nice card. How about that, my friend? What about it?
Well, you can totally do that, but I mean, just to make everyone aware that resurrection is important, but the resurrection wouldn't have happened without the cross. So this is the struggle we're having, this tug of war between the two, Stu, and I'm so happy you're here to help us navigate this. And I'm so happy that Logan is here to help navigate it as well.
Well, I thought it was Caleb. I thought it was Caleb.
No, it's not. So it's okay. You can't remember everything. You do a great job. Everyone that listens to your show is blessed continually. You do such an amazing job. You're so eloquent, and God blessed you with this 5-star communication level. But, you know, as far as names are concerned, you've blown it. But
that's
okay. But Logan is here. Logan needs to know that across this country that people love you. You're a brother in Christ, but so don't be nervous. This is his first time on national radio.
Logan, it's good to hear your voice, man. Give a shout-out to 93.7 FM, Lynchburg, Virginia.
Hey, Stu, it's great to be on with you today.
God bless you. Give the website of Share the Truth now so people can order their 200 cards for free and share the gospel. It's a wonderful tool. Give the website quick. We're out of time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, guys, go to sharethetruthnow.com and make sure that you get your cards. They're completely free, no shipping at all. It is an amazing tool that just makes evangelism easy. And if you're a church out there, you sign up too, because you can get your custom church cards
sent
to you.
I love it. Awesome.
And it makes evangelism easy, but also invitation.
Share the
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Happy Resurrection. Happy Maundy Thursday. I'm Stu Epperson on Truth Talk Live. A great time to talk about Holy Week. How has the resurrection changed your life? Having a great discussion on what's more important, the cross or the resurrection. I got another Truth on the Streets. I'll play that in a second. I did a true commentary on Happy Resurrection. We'll play that in a second, too. I've got Ed called in. He says, look, the resurrection, the empty tomb. I mean, what else could compel these men to go live and die, who were once afraid and scattered, to unite as a church triumphant and spread the gospel all the way to modern times without the resurrection? But then Jesse said, hey, but the cross. I mean, he paid the price on the cross. Where would we be if it hadn't been paid? You know, some might say, well, you know, Jesus or Paul said, look, I'll boast only in the cross. So the cross is more important. But then someone might say, well, what about 1 Corinthians 15, where he says, if the resurrection, if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, none of it, we're to be absolutely, the dregs of society. We are to be, people should be most sympathetic for us, feel sorry for us if Jesus didn't rise from the dead. Everything's a lie. It's false. So what say you on this Holy Week, bringing up a conversation that we had over three decades ago in Sunday school with Billy Sterling and Doug Mize and our whole youth group about this in our college class, Phil Calhoun, Michelle, and it was a great conversation. Guy Hip led it, and it got intense in that room. Billy Wilson, we said, hey, Doug Mize, what's more important, Mark Center, the cross, the resurrection, and we had a cross section. That's actually a word, cross section. And we had a resurrection section, and that actually rhymes. So I want to hear from you. Our number nationwide, toll-free, is 866-348-7884. And I'm not sure if there is a wrong answer to this, but is it a trick question, as one of our executive producers pointed out earlier, potentially? You hanging with me to the end, we're going to bring some even more clarity. But we want to take your calls. We want to talk to Skip real quick here. Skip, thanks for calling Truth Talk Live. You're on the air.
Hey, Stu, how are you?
Hey, fantastic. Well, so which one
happy
is it? The cross?
Resurrection.
Happy resurrection. I love it. I love those words.
Amen.
Thank you. Awesome.
We serve a risen Savior. And shout out to Ed Weber. I know him too.
Oh my.
I would have to say it's not the event that comes to my mind. It is the fact of who it is that did both of those.
Oh wow. Okay.
The Savior. And it's like saying, you know, it's like saying what is most important, humanity of Christ or the deity of Christ?
Oh my.
Both are absolutely essential. So both the crucifixion of Christ and the resurrection and the ascension are all essential. But Galatians 2:20 comes to my mind. You know, we are one with him. The only sin Jesus had was what was my sin that was on that cross.
Mm.
And the only righteousness that I've got is his righteousness that was given to me. And that's because he paid the price, you know, the propitiation, the sin is paid for completely, totally. The wrath of God is satisfied because of the suffering of Christ for my sin. And so I'm crucified with him. I'm one with him. He took my sin. He gave me his righteousness. I'm a victim of identity theft. He stole my identity and I got his.
Oh,
his
wow.
History becomes my history.
I love it.
His righteousness becomes my righteousness. And all of that is also true because on the third day he rose again. And so not only am I crucified with Christ, Galatians 2:20, I live. Yet it is not I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And then secondly, and both Ed is, you know, Ed's experienced this as well, but the loss of someone you love who's now with the Lord, to know that that is true and to go to the grave and say, this is only temporary because the first fruits, he rose. Well, guess what? All those who sleep in Jesus are going to rise too. So take that death and smoke it.
that's rich. Wow, you're Skip, close, thank baby. You. Man, you're yeah, I can't write fast enough. Good stuff.
Yeah,
thank you for your call, man. God bless you. Happy resurrection. I love it. Hey, what about Skip? What about that wisdom? You know, what's the chances of a caller knowing another caller in a whole other city? Skip's, if I could summarize, is like you can't divorce the two. What say you? 866-348-7884. The difference between the cross, the resurrection, or which one's more important, if you had to pick one. 866-348-7884. We'll go to Ohio, talk to Montez. You're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Jump on in here.
Hello, how you doing?
Happy resurrection.
Happy resurrection to you as well.
Thank you. What do you think?
I'm under the opinion that they're both equally important.
Okay.
I mean, I used to have this little debate with my friends as well, but none of us would have gone through that kind of suffering that he went through for our redemption. You know, he made us spotless and blameless before the Father.
Yeah.
And on the cross, it was just a mirror of what had actually happened during, I guess, Old Testament time, where you had to have that atonement for your sin, the sacrificial lamb. So without the sacrifice of the cross, we wouldn't have been able to approach the Father. You know, we wouldn't have been, we were filthy rags prior to that, but he wiped our sins away and you know, blotted everything out. But then on the other side, the resurrection, you know, he conquered death. And as the caller said, it proved, it showed them that he was God. So he conquered death and the grave. And not only that, when he left, he was able to send the Holy Spirit back, the Comforter back. So I don't think one is more important. I think they're equally important because he was the lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. And that was already foretold, so it had to be done.
Wow. Okay.
But I don't think one could have been fulfilled without the other.
Okay, sin had to be paid for.
There had to be the
wrath of God had to be dealt. The curse of sin had to be vanquished, and that's where the cross comes in. And
Null and void.
Wow. Okay.
Sorry about that.
Wow. No, Montez, thank you for your call, man. Happy resurrection to you. Wow. What a good word
you
from
you. You as well, and have a blessed day.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Ohio listener on 106.5 FM. I got a line open at 866-348-7884. No one has told me what Maundy Thursday stands for yet. I'm going to send you some true swag if you tell me the answer to that question, and I'm going to read a little bit about that in just a bit here. But if you want to call and tell me what you think about what Montez just said or any of our callers about which one's more important, the cross or the resurrection, we'd love to hear from you at 866-348-7884. 7884. How's the resurrection changed your life? What's so good about Good Friday? I mean, it's like a Holy Week soup here on Truth Talk Live. I love all these things. What are you talking about? What's going on in your family? What are some big things, big bits of conversation as you get into Holy Week? Who's going to a Good Friday service? Don't you love those? I love those. All right, but are you a Good Friday person or are you a Resurrection Sunday person? Do you have to be one or the other? Which one's more important? Let's see what Clay says. Clay, jump on in here, my friend, to Truth Talk Live. You're on the air.
Brother Stu, you had to wonder, you're going to talk about something like this. Was I going to call in and chime in? Well, amen, brother. You know what's going to happen.
Uh-oh.
So here's a breakdown, and I'm not meaning to preach because I'm going to share something Sunday.
Yeah, don't give it away because some of your people might be listening. But go real quick. Give us your summary. Go ahead. Be punchy.
The Maundy-Thursday celebration is to commensurate where Jesus has his Last Supper.
Okay.
And it's the truth of the Last Supper with his disciples.
Oh, beautiful.
That's what Maundy-Thursday is about.
Yeah.
Okay. So
that upper room portrayal.
Yes. So here's some stuff. Cross, crucifixion. Realistically, or resurrection, applied or shed. Okay, cross or crucifixion. It's the cross where Jesus was put and he was crucified. It talks about that. That's what quite a few of the pastors on Truth Radio now are switching over to the Gospel of John and a few other, you know, Gospels. And then readiness versus resurrection. Is your heart ready to be resurrected for what Jesus came alive? I've got two different shirts that says he is risen.
Wow.
I'm going to wear that this coming week.
Yeah, because he's alive. Are you alive? There's many people that recognize Jesus rose from the dead, but how have you been transformed? He didn't come, as C.S. Lewis said, he doesn't come to make good men better. He came to make dead men alive, to transform our soul. Great point. Clay, thank you, man. What a blessing.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I got one more for you.
Go quick.
You ready for this heart? You ready for this heart rendering one? Applied versus shed. The blood was applied before the mist of death came, and Jesus's blood was shed on the cross for us. So all of that is all the same. And when you apply the blood, look at what happened.
Okay.
When Jesus shed his blood, it was for us. So there was a— think about this, man.
Okay, Clay's taking us deeper. He's tying it all together. Thank you, Clay, for your call. We're going to squeeze one more quick call. Let's go to Jason, High Point, North Carolina. Real quick, Jason, the cross or the resurrection? Jump on in here.
Well, the resurrection, Paul has already settled that for us in 1 Corinthians 15, where he essentially says the resurrection is the cornerstone of the Christian faith, and without the resurrection, he says our preaching is in vain and our faith is futile.
But what if? If there's no cross, then how is sin paid for?
Well, I think then they're both equally important. But if Jesus were only left on the cross and never rose, then Satan would have won.
Okay. Okay.
Because in Colossians 2:15 it says Christ disarmed the powers authorities and made a public spectacle of them. We got something over them in the cross.
Wonderful. We got to take a break. Hey, Jason, happy resurrection. More coming up right after this. Hang on. Thank you, man. Wow.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Truth on the streets. It's Holy Week. Which one is more important, the crucifixion or the resurrection of Christ? Go. What say you?
You can leave me speechless. Like, you can't have one without the other.
Okay. Well, okay. What about you, sir? Crucifixion or resurrection? Which one?
They are both equally important, right at the top.
If you had to pick one.
Well, I'll hang my hat on the resurrection, but they're both equally important.
Okay, Truth on the Streets. I'm Stu Everson. This is Truth Talk Live. You just joined us. All hour long, we're asking the question, what's more important, the cross or the resurrection? And we're gonna bring this plane in for landing, and we're going to sew it all up. We got more calls in line. If you want to weigh in real quick, we have time for you. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. A wonderful discussion, because there's so many beautiful things about Holy Week, about Maundy Thursday, which, by the way, Maundy, you know, who knows what that means? Okay, now Clay gave us a good answer, but it was just a partial answer, because Maundy is derived from the Latin word mandatum, meaning commandment, referring to Jesus' command to love one another. just as he loved us. Remember, he laid down his robe, picked up a rag, washed those guys' feet, their dirty feet of those disciples. So Maundy Thursday is this event before Good Friday where Christ washes their feet and the Last Supper takes place. The beautiful time of Christ came to serve us. Christ came to give himself for us. Salvation, by the way, is Christ serving you. Quit trying to serve him. Quit trying to serve your way into heaven. The only way you can be saved is if you allow the Lord to serve you. Peter said, hey, no. Let me wash your feet. You're the Lord. Jesus said, no. You'll have no part of me if you wash my feet. But he says, then Peter said, then wash my feet, wash my whole body. And that's what we need. We need a Savior who came to serve us, who knew no sin, but became sin for us, who died in our place on that cross, who suffered, lived a perfect life in our place, and died the perfect death. So we're so grateful for all the calls today. We got more calls on the line, 866-348-7884. If you want to weigh in on which is more important, the cross, the resurrection, I want to say thank you. St. Nick, our producer, thank you to him for hanging in with me, and also for putting together a very special Good Friday. Tomorrow on this program, you'll be blessed by it. A lot of last words of Jesus things. A very appropriate program for Good Friday. Be sure you tune in. Be encouraged. All these are, by the way, are made available by podcast. And thank you to our friends at Vinetastic at Mighty Muscadine, Christian-owned company, who they take the rich antioxidants of the muscadine grape, a little grape with big health benefits. And now it's in this no sugar, no carbs, no calorie drink that I drink almost every day that gives energy and just is super healthy, loaded with things I can't pronounce like polyphenols, antioxidants, quercetin, resveratrol, ellagic acid, and other really good things for you, but without all the sugar and without artificial sweeteners. And they have the capsules, which I take every day, mightymuscadine.com. Don't take my word for it. They don't sell the sizzle and the fizzle. They sell the science. Go to mightymuscadine.com. Look at the research. Millions have been spent, dollars have been spent researching this product in a major medical university. The results are just remarkable. They speak for themselves. So check it out. And anyone that orders Mighty Muscadine at mightymuscadine.com, any products, the delicious juice, which, by the way, I had communion this week, and we had the muscadine juice, and it was great. Anyone that orders any of the Mighty Muscadine products at mightymuscadine.com, enter promo code TRUTH. That's how they know you listen, and that's how we thank them for partnering with us. And we want to support our partners that stand with this program. But also, you get a little discount if you go to mightymuscadine.com and enter promo code TRUTH. Happy Resurrection from all your friends at LeBlue Ultra Pure Bottled Water and Mighty Muscadine. 866-348-7884. In the final minutes of the show, what's more important, the cross or the resurrection? Some amazing comments today. Logan, who I called Caleb, who corrected me graciously, is listening right now in a 93.7 FM in Lynchburg. Here's his response. I wouldn't have faith. Logan says, I wouldn't have faith without the resurrection. I wouldn't have forgiveness without the cross. So they are both equally important to me. Another one that's taken both answers as the correct one. I can't argue with that answer, but I want to hear from you at 866-348-7884. Let's first talk to Deb in Ohio. Want to talk about Maundy Thursday? Go ahead, Deb.
Well, I think the question's already been answered, but happy Resurrection Week.
Happy Resurrection to you. But isn't it a special evening? You know, Maundy Thursday, like, you know, Jesus actually had a meal. This is the institution of the New Covenant Feast. Isn't it exciting?
Oh, yeah.
What's special about it to you? Deb, talk to me. What's something about this that's precious to your soul that you would share with us?
Well, I work for two different churches, and I just remember typing that Maundy means command.
I love it. Wow. Good for you. You know, not a lot of
communion.
Folks know that. Yeah, communion. That's right. Not a lot of folks love. And that command to love, and that's a new command. I mean, it's a beautiful picture of God, of course, so loved the world he gave. And here Jesus Christ is laying his life down, and he gives us this powerful feast as a demonstration of that, his body broken for us, his blood spilled out for us, a picture of that. You know, take this and remember it to me. And also there's an eschatological piece to the Lord's Supper and communion because we're looking forward. He says, do this until the Lord returns. Well, Deb, God bless you. Thanks for calling in. Happy Resurrection to you. Great to hear from you. Wow. 866-348-7884. If you want to call in with a question or a comment on what's more important, the cross or the resurrection. Before we close out the show, we still have time. We just lost a caller from Charlotte. Quinteith, please call us back in. We'll get you back on the air first in line. Mike, another Ohio caller listening to us on 106.5 FM. Mike, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Happy resurrection.
Happy resurrection, Stu. You're making me cry. Mm. That's all I have to say. God bless you, sir. Great show.
Well, God bless you, man. Praise the Lord. Wow.
God bless you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you know, I'm so glad Mike called, and I'm so encouraged by his call and that, you know, what he said, because there's a lot of tears. Listen, there's nothing wrong with those tears. There's nothing wrong with thinking about the agony and the agonizing prayer and intercession and service of our Lord, what he did for you. I mean, who have you died for? Now, who's died for you? Now, think about that. And even if you did step in front of someone's bullet in a sacrificial way, hey, you'd be the hero. You'd be all over TV. But you got to die for your own sin. You got to pay for your own sin. You're going to pay for that sin now and in hell forever. Or you allow the perfect payment by the perfect, spotless Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. You allow him to pay for it on that cross. And he conquered death and the resurrection. Let's go to Keith, North Carolina caller. Keith, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Happy resurrection.
Hey, happy resurrection to you, too. I just wanted to add, you know, without shedding the blood, there is no remission for sins. I don't think one is above the other. Jesus also had to go and present himself to the Father as that first fruits offering, and he had to be an acceptable offering. And he did all that for us. I just kind of wanted to
I'm glad you did. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, this something, Keith, you mentioned that verse, without the shedding of blood, no remission of sins. Listen, friends, Passover, okay? This is Passover week, by the way, scripturally. You know, Holy Week, Passover week. The Passover lamb came, and they said, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. They said, this is the day the Lord has made. You didn't know that. That's a Palm Sunday verse, by the way. Go to 118 in Psalms and read it. But, Keith, the fascinating thing about what you said is it's a bloody week. I mean, you know, can you imagine the aqueducts, the system, the sophisticated system that simply channeled the millions of gallons of blood from these lambs and goats and oxen that were slain. Blood was shed. Blood has to be shed. Our sin requires a blood sacrifice. And Hebrews, my favorite phrase in Hebrews, it's common throughout, is once for all, he paid that price. Not with the blood of bulls and goats, with the precious blood of the lamb slain. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. So God bless you, Keith. Thank you for that.
Amen.
Yes, sir. And of course, you've said something we've alluded to all hour long, to let the cat out of the bag, to give away the answer. It's yes. What's more important, the cross resurrection? Yes. It's not an either or, it's a both and. You can't have one without the other. You can't have the other without the one. Let's see what Jamal says as he jumps in here on Truth Talk Live. Last caller of the day. Jamal, thanks for calling Truth Talk Live. Happy resurrection.
Happy resurrection, Stu, and good topic, and I love you, brother. One of the things that I wanted to talk about real quick, one of the things that solidifies my faith is the empty tomb, because nobody can argue against it. The detractors and naysayers, they can't explain it. Mm. And also, it's a good conversation piece. As a good buddy of mine named Stu once said, hey, just ask him about the empty tomb.
Let's go there. You know, yes, sir.
You do that, and you watch the gears turn, you watch the stars pop off and all that. And it's something that nobody can answer but the Christians. But it's something that gives us faith, and something that gives me faith.
I love it. Thank you.
Happy resurrection weekend.
Yes, sir. You know, like Paul said in Romans 6, the answer to the question of the day, hey, we die with Christ, we're risen with Christ. You know, that's not an either or, it's a both and. Thank God he died for our sins. Thank God he rose from the dead. Thank God that that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is alive in us. And if you don't know Christ, pray, call upon the name of the Lord, repent of your sin, turn to him, trust him, believe the good news of the gospel that he died for you and that he rose again. He's coming again. Trust him as your Savior. Call upon the name of the Lord today. Do we have time for the true commentary? St. Nick, tee it up. This is the Happy Resurrection Challenge I'm throwing out to everyone.
Resurrection.
True commentary with Stu Epperson, author of the book, Last Words of Jesus.
Guess what you can say the Monday after Easter, the whole week after Easter? You can say it today, tomorrow, any time of year. You can say happy resurrection. Why? Because Jesus Christ conquered death. He rose from the dead. He's alive right here. He's alive right now. The question is he living in you? That's why I say, not sanctimoniously, not that I'm better than anyone else, because I'm a rotten sinner saved by his amazing grace. I say happy resurrection instead of happy Easter, because I want people to know that that resurrected Lord is living in me. Hey, the tomb is empty, so our lives don't have to be. Have you sought after and found the resurrected Lord? Is he living in you? Happy resurrection.
Wow. True commentary. So everyone, that's how we close. Happy resurrection to everybody. Hey, someone needs to get that domain. HappyResurrection.com. Hey, happy resurrection. We love you. God bless you. The Lord is risen.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.